gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on the faith of God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, July 18, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, want to remind you about telling all your friends about the Patriot Voice Radio Network, especially the website for this show, dedicated totally to Your Defending Fathers. We love you to talk to people about the website. We would absolutely love it if you would tell them about yourdefendingfathers.com. We are pushing people to the website. Many folks can't listen live 9 to noon Monday through Friday like many of you. So what we'd like you to do is tell them about yourdefendingfathers.com. The website has a stream player. They can listen online on their phones, on their tablets, on their computers. yourdefendingfathers.com, or better yet, listen on demand anytime. Very simply, go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast. Every half hour of the show is listed there in reverse chronological order. For example, after 12 noon today, when all the podcasts load on the server, this half hour will be number 6 at the bottom. Next half hour will be number 5, all the way till the end of the show, which will be at the top. The last half hour, every day show, is at the very top of the podcast list. Tell your friends about the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Listen live with the stream player or listen on demand anytime they want. Now, the only caveat, I warn people, they call me crack radio. They get addicted to the show. Don't blame me. But you will start listening on a regular basis because you get informed about Michigan news, Michigan politics, everything going on in Lansing, and the things that we feel are important enough to get your attention happening in Washington, D.C. We try to focus on Michigan, but sometimes we're forced to talk about Washington. Well, yesterday I spoke about and read a story from January 21st, 2021, the day after Joe Biden was sworn in and Donald Trump was out as President of the United States, talking about his personal friendship from the 1990s with Jeffrey Epstein. Well, they're hitting back. Press secretary yesterday came out and said, listen, it's very interesting that the Democrats and your legacy corporate media, the fake news, is pushing the release of these Epstein files. Now, a very simple question to ask yourself. Biden and the Democrats and his loyal Department of Justice, Attorney General, and FBI did not come out with anything negative about Donald Trump while they were in the White House, while they were in charge, while they had those files for over 3 years. Do you think if there was anything derogatory in there about Donald Trump, that they would not have come out with it last fall to try to defeat him and allow Kamala Harris to be president? Stop and think about this. Evidently, there must not be anything in there about Donald Trump. Because if there was, they would have used it last year before the November 5th election. Pam Bondi, Kash Patel, basically looked at everything and they're saying there's nothing in there of any importance to come out with. It's time to move on. And they hope that that explanation will hold and we're moving on to a different news cycle. Well, we shall see. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
By Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. All this living on the road.
Ah, my favorite truck driving song ever. Amazing Rhythm Aces, No End in Sight, One Hit Wonder. Every single time I was coming home to Miss Bubba in the long honey-do list, when I get home, I got a list of stuff for you to do. But I'd been on the road usually about 4 to 6 weeks, averaged anywhere from 10 to 12, maybe 13,000 miles, and I was done. I was done. Put a fork in me, I was done. So as soon as I got the load to come back to Michigan, usually dropping produce or something off at Kroger's, a couple of times I had some loads that had to come up to mid-Michigan, parts to Flint or whatever, and then I would go on home and rest for about a week to 10 days, get the honey-do list done, and then she'd say, okay, I've had enough of you, get back out there on the road and make some more money. That's the life of Trucker Randy. Well, that song, I would play over and over and over again singing it. Yes, I always knew I'd have to go home, and that's what I did. Now, one thing I did want to get to this morning, and I want to make sure that you guys understand in full transparency, full disclosure, the fact that the radio station, which is owned by my wife, Victoria Bishop, Michigan Broadcasters, LLC, myself and this show are continuing to be sued by Tom Moran and Moran Ironworks in Onaway, Michigan. We put together a legal defense fund. I haven't talked about it in a while, but we are at a point where we need some additional help from you if we're going to remain on the air. Very simple, cut and dry, being honest with you. We have to make a payment to the attorney. If we don't make it, we run the risk of losing our attorney and then defaulting in the lawsuit without representation. We can't hire another attorney because nobody will touch the case. We had to go all the way down to Frankenmuth, Michigan to find a lawyer that was willing to accept our defense. He responded to the complaint. We countersued. The case right now in Sheboygan, I believe it's Judge Gauthier, is the judge. And we are going through the process of depositions, discovery, and putting together our witness list. We have a great witness list. We've talked to a lot of people. They're willing to come and testify at the jury trial. Hopefully, we don't want a bench trial. We want this in front of a jury. We want to be able to put up our arguments and let them put up their arguments and then let our fate land in the hands of a jury. But in order to get to a jury trial, it's going to take money. So if you're able, whatever amount, you're able to go to the Give, Send, Go website and make a donation online. We greatly appreciate it. Or if you want to mail a check made out to Michigan Broadcasters, LLC, mail it to our Legal Defense Fund, P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49615. If you're not able to do that, we understand, but I need to be honest with you guys. If we get to the point where we aren't represented in this lawsuit, we default, we're done. The show is going away. The radio station will be put into bankruptcy and we will be off the air. Just being honest with you. You want to help? Text me at 231-360-5140. Text me legal, L-E-G-A-L, and I'll send you the link to the Legal Defense Fund website as well as the mailing information. We greatly appreciate the help, and we hope that you enjoyed the show, enjoy the music, and want us to stay on the air. That's the bottom line. Shifting gears, going to Lansing. Very interesting short story to get to. $800,000 jury award against the Genesee County Road Commission. $800,000 jury awarded the Genesee County Road Commission Human Resources Director for the commission, not getting her a reading assistant. Excuse me. Human Resources Director for not getting her a reading assistant stands after a appellate panel held none of the commission's arguments warrant upending the jury verdict. The jury had awarded the Human Resources Director $800,000 in damages. Well, that decision was upheld by U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals Judge Richard Allen Griffin, who wrote that Donna Poplar's request for an assistant to help with the heavy volume of reading and computer work required in her position as Human Resources Director is not per se unreasonable, quote unquote. The Genesee County Road Commission argued because the Persons with Disabilities Civil Rights Act explicitly contemplates the hiring or retention of readers or interpreters to accommodate the person with a disability in performing the duties of his or her job, end quote. Griffin, the judge, noted that the Genesee County Road Commission had accommodated Poplar's request for an assistant for more than 2 years. The 2021 lawsuit filed by Donna Poplar alleged that the Genesee County Road Commission retaliated against her because she filed a discrimination complaint, and the commission failed to accommodate her vision disability. So evidently the woman has a vision disability, required a reading assistant. Well, the panel, including two other judges, Judges Karen Nelson Moore and Raymond Kethledge, also rejected the Genesee County Road Commission's arguments that the trial judge improperly denied its request for a direct verdict, which is a ruling by a judge who determines whether there is insufficient evidence to support the opposing party's claims. Then managing director John Daly hired Poplar in 2016 to be the Genesee County Road Commission's Human Resources Director. At the time of her job interview, she disclosed that she had a permanent vision disability, and that within 3 months of her hire date, Poplar verbally requested several disability accommodations, including a larger computer screen and dimmer lights in her office, which the Road Commission provided. Poplar sought an assistant to help her with reading and computer work, but that position went unfilled for 2 years. She again made the request when Fred Privandi, assuming the managing director role that year in 2018, while the position was approved, it remained unfilled, until February 2019. The position was eventually filled. The Road Commission argued that Poplar's notice for an assistant wasn't timely because she had made no written request for the accommodation within 182 days of her verbal request. Evidently, you have to put it in writing according to their rules. Well, she countered that she had made a written request for an assistant both in May of 2018 and November of 2021, and that she only needed to provide the latter notice since that's when she realized her assistant position was vacated because the person had been promoted while she was on a 2-week unpaid suspension. Poplar alleged that the director would not fill the vacancy again because, quote, he did not want to. Poplar continues to work at the Genesee County Road Commission. She filed her lawsuit in November of 2021, and in 2023 of October that year, a federal jury awarded her $800,000 in damages. That was the lion's share for what was considered non-economic damages. Well, the Genesee County Road Commission on their appeal argued that non-economic damages, $753,000 of the actual dollars, was too high for mental health-related harm because it represented 94% of the total jury award. Well, the appellate panel rejected that argument. So bottom line, whenever you hire somebody with disabilities, you have to accommodate those disabilities. And when you don't, well, they're able to call an attorney and sue. And in this case, she won. So, very simply, she gets the money and continues to work there. Now, the question is, are they going to provide her with an assistant to help her with reading and with computer work? Very interesting case. I wonder how the working relationship is in that office, especially after suing your boss and the county that you work for. The Genesee County Road Commission has not responded as to whether or not they'll appeal the appellate court's decision, which would have to go to the Michigan Supreme Court. Problem you have there, one of Michigan's Supreme Court justices, Bernstein, is blind. And I think, out of respect to him, they may not even want to take this case if the Road Commission appeals to the Supreme Court. So, very interesting case. I just thought it was something that was kind of unusual, having to do with a local county road commission. And also, I know lots of folks, listeners, Genesee County, Officer Rick, he works down there as a police officer. I know he probably even interacts with the Genesee County Road Commission. So I thought that was kind of interesting story to cover. One of the things that you have to understand, the total, absolute total of all of this information that we bring to you comes from 5, 6, 7 different sources every single day. I look at many different sources. If I get confirmation from a couple, we run with the stories. That's how it works. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news.